Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Hile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lizcano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Larry Sorensen. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball four. Money moves to second. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile takes first base on ball four. Money moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale fields it and throws to home to get money. Cooper moves to third. Hile moves to second. Two outs. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano takes first base on ball four. Cooper scores. Hile moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Hile scores. Ogilvie moves to third. Lizcano moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. Bill Pascal now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lizcano. Brett reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lizcano. Otis reaches second base with a double. Brett moves to third. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. Otis scores. It's Brewers, 2, Royals, 2. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Money is hit by the pitch. Martinez moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heil is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford now playing right field. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Ogilvy reaches third base with a triple. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ogilvy tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy who is chasing the ball. Braun reaches third base with a triple. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Brett reaches second base with a double. Braun scores. It's Brewers, 3, Royals, 3. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Porter hits a line drive towards first. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sorensen. Cowens moves to second. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Heil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Bando hits a line drive into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockhock scores. It's 4-3, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Cowens steals second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Braun hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Braun reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Steve Braun. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Bill Castro now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hile moves to second. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Bando hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Bando reaches third base with a triple. Hile scores. It's Brewers, 4, Royals, 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Bando scores. It's 5-4, Brewers. Randy McGilbury now pitching. Jeff Urich pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Jeff Urich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urich hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. John Way then pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 4. The Brewers will come to bat. John Way then now playing first base. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 4 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 3 in the game. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Josie Depp pinch hits for Willie Wilson. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.